What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. All right, guys, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, because what? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: This cannot be my life. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 35-year-old female with a cute face and a small waist. I haven't had any trouble meeting men, but I've had trouble keeping a man. That's all behind me now because I'm seeing a man that caters to me, respects me, and will do anything he needs to do to put a smile on my face. He thinks ahead and is a great planner. We've been dating almost a year, and he wants to go on an anniversary trip, so I think he might be ready to propose. I got rid of all my exes, and I changed my life around to make sure my past is in the past. I stopped hanging out, and I stopped posting suggestive pictures on social media because I wanted to have a queen-like behavior for my king. Our first date was at his house, and we had grilled steaks, a lot of wine, and a lot of great conversation. He told me up front that he wants to be married, but he wants the option to have more than one woman in his life, if it's okay with his wife. I love women too, so we have that in common. Throughout our relationship, we have had 6 different girls in our bed. I submit to him in bed and do whatever he tells me to do, and it drives him wild. We've been to counseling together because his last girlfriend got jealous and flipped out on him, so he thought it would help me. Here's my problem, though. My mother and I are very close, so she is aware of what's going on in my relationship. She doesn't condone it, and she told me if my boyfriend proposes, she will be out of my life for good. I told her I cannot believe this is my life with such a handsome, caring, and open man. I may never find another man that I'm this compatible with. Why is my mother being so judgmental, and why is she forcing me to make a choice? Well, I don't think she is, but if your mother is forcing you to make a choice, as you say in the letter, she wants you to choose you in this instance. She doesn't want you to marry a man who wants other women. Your mom doesn't want her beautiful daughter having threesomes and being some man's sex slave. That's just how a parent thinks. That's just a parent. I mean, do you honestly think this is the way to keep a man? Now, does your mom want you to be happy and live your life and all of that? Of course she does, yes. But she wants you to be your own woman on your own terms, not because that's what this man wants. You say you like women too, right? But can you spend time with them alone? Can you, you know, and not with him and all of that? I highly doubt it, because it doesn't sound like he cares what you want as long as you submit to him and continue to drive him wild, like you said in the letter. No parent's ever going to give their blessing to this kind of marital arrangement. It's just too one-sided. All him, no you. And for that reason, your mom will never like him. That's why she says she's out. She doesn't want to support this. And as a mother myself, I can tell you that there may not be anything I can do about it, but I would never agree to my daughter being with a guy like this either. No. Steve?
Very, very well said, being a mother, y'all. So I like your response. This letter has so many ignorant statements in it throughout the letter that I almost don't know how to respond to this letter, but I want to go to the very last line of the letter. And after this letter, this girl says, why is my mother being so judgmental, and why is she forcing me to make a decision? After this ignorant-ass letter that I'm about to read, that's what your takeaway was.
Right.
Why is my mother being so judgmental? Well, let's read this letter out loud. Michelle, I'm a 35-year-old female with a cute face and a small waist. I haven't had any trouble meeting men, but I've had trouble keeping a man. Well, and after you read this letter, we about to find out why. Let's go. Here we go. That's all behind me now, because I'm seeing a man that caters to me, respects me, and he would do anything he needs to do to put a smile on my face. He thinks ahead and is a great planner. So let me show you how great of a planner he is and how far he think ahead. Let me go skip down to this line in the letter. He told me up front that he wants to be married, but he wants the option to have more than one woman in his life if that's okay with his wife. Yeah, that's what I call good-ass planning there. Oh, yeah. He was planning. Sound kind of like a plot, but yeah. If you want to call it a plan, okay, lady. He was planning ahead. And he thinks ahead. Yeah, now, he done told your stupid ass this piece of information to see how it's set with you the first. Okay, now let's go back up the letter. He thinks ahead as a great planner. We've been dating almost a year, and he wants to do an anniversary trip, so I think he might be ready to propose. Now, here's what the line where she starts telling on herself. I got rid of all my exes. Wait a minute. If you have an ex, why would you have to get rid of them? See? But we're dealing with somebody who keeps all her exes in her life. So she keeps, I had to get rid of all my exes. I changed my life around to make sure my past is the past. That means she done a lot of sketchy stuff. I stopped hanging out and stopped posting suggestive pictures on social media because I wanted to have queen-like behavior for my king. All right, when we come back, I'm going to close out on. Right.
Yeah. Hang on. We'll get part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject for today's Strawberry Letter, this cannot be my life. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, this cannot be my life.
Well, let's get on with this nutty-ass letter entitled, This Cannot Be My Life. 35-year-old female got a cute face and a small waist, has never had trouble meeting men, but been having trouble keeping them. And I'm about to tell you why. She met this guy, she says, that's a great planner. We'll get into that. We've been dating almost a year, and he wants to go on an anniversary trip, so I think he might be ready to propose. Boy, if she ain't got the cart in front of this horse right here, horse in front of this cart. Watch this ignorant mess right here. I got rid of all my exes. Now, like I said before, if they're your exes, why would you have to get rid of them? But this is a woman that hangs on to a lot of people. And I changed my life around to make sure my past is in the past. See, you can't all of a sudden erase your past. I can tell you that right now. So I don't know what you think you done to make sure your past is in your past, but it don't work like that, lady. You just can't wipe the slate clean yourself. I mean, God can forgive you for anything, but you can't just, too many people go. And then I stopped hanging out and I stopped posting suggested pictures on social media because I want to have queen-like behavior for my king. Now, let me explain something to you. I'm pretty sure the way y'all met was on social media.
Okay.
So this man that you're going out on this date with on your first date that you're about to describe, before you took the pictures off and found out he was your king, that's how y'all hooked up. He saw the suggested picture. Mm-hmm. He been on your Facebook page. He know how many friends you got. He know you wild. That's why y'all out on this date. So now on our first date was at his house and we had grilled steaks and a lot of wine. It'll kill me when women go over a man's house and they get a steak and they think that's high end. It's just food. That's all it is. It's just a damn piece of meat. We had grilled steaks. The only person that boils a steak in a crock pot is Shirley Strawberry.
Hey.
The rest of us grill our steaks. So that ain't nothing new.
The only one.
And you had a lot of wine and a lot of great conversation. He told me up front he wants to be married, but he wants the option to have more than one woman in his life. This is okay with me. Then here's the line that sets it off. I love women too. So we had that in common. That ain't nothing to have in common. Throughout our relationship, we have had 6 different girls in our bed. I submit to him in bed and do whatever he tells me to do, and it drives him wild. It drives anybody wild. Hell, if you do everything I tell you to do, hell, who ain't finna go wild for that? I can't even get my wife to watch the damn same TV show I want to watch. Uh-huh. Hell yeah, that'll drive me wild. Try that on. Now here's the other part. We've been to counseling together because his last girlfriend got jealous and flipped out on him. So he thought it would help me. Here's my problem though. What? Wait a minute. Y'all went to counseling because his last girlfriend flipped out on him. And he thought counseling would help you. What kind of swinger counselor he going to help y'all get through this right here?
Do they have
those? Here's the other part. My mother and I are very close, so she's aware of what's going on in my relationship. Wait a minute, hold up. You told your mama this? You told your mama this. She doesn't condone it, and she told me that if my boyfriend proposes, she would be out of my life for good. I told her, I can't believe this is my life with such a handsome man, caring and open man. I may never find another man that I'm this compatible with. Why is my mother being so judgmental? And why is she forcing me to make such a choice? Wait a minute, hold on, lady. All this crazy mess in this damn letter, and you worried about why your mama being judgmental? You don't see the craziness in this letter? The 6 girls in y'all's bed? This anniversary trip y'all going on where you think he fitting to propose. Propose to you for what? Let me ask you a question. Why would he marry you when he getting everything he want from you? What's to marry? He done had 6 different girls in y'all's bed. He told you in the beginning he wants to get married. He'd love to get married one day, but he wants a woman in his life. That's okay with him having other women. He didn't say he wanted to marry you. Once again, here's a woman plugging herself into the equation. He did not say he wanted to marry you. And even if you do get married, what are y'all's vows for?
Yeah.
To cleave only unto her. Which one of these vows y'all want to break first? To love and honor. Which one you want to break first? For better or for worse. Y'all already in the worst relationship you can be in. So all you can do is get married and hope it get better. Marry him for what? What is the you? What do you need a holy matrimony a ceremony for? To bless what? Married for what? Girl, yeah. You crazy.
For real.
Your mama don't want to talk to you no more, and don't write us no more either.
We don't want to talk to you anymore either. All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.